Thank you very much for that wonderful rendition. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Shall we rise to take the Bible reading? Our Bible reading for today is Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 41. Luke 10, verse 38. We are there, Luke. See, now it came to pass, as he went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Be that therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Martha received Jesus. After receiving her, she did not pay attention any longer. Mary decided to listen and pay attention. We know that our eyes are important, just as our ear is important. If you are here, if your ear is not working well, you may not hear what we are saying now. And it's even worse if your eye is not also functioning. The two work together in conjunction with the brain, connecting and linking us. We are going to pray. You take this prayer point like this. Say, my God and my Father. My God and my Father. Shout it like you mean it. My God and my Father. Open my spiritual ears and my spiritual eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, talk to the Lord to open your spiritual ear and your spiritual eyes, that you will be able to hear from the Lord, that you will be able to see what you are supposed to see. The spirit directs the physical. The spirit takes precedence. The spirit confesses. Everything that happened in the physical has happened in the spiritual. You need to hear from the Lord. You need the Lord to direct you. Father, open our spiritual ears and our spiritual eyes, that we may hear from you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so, our righteous God, we give you thanks, we give you praise for this wonderful moment. The entrance of your word given light and understanding to the simple in heart. Father, speak to us in the language we can understand. Open our ear to hear from you. Father, our heart make it fertile to receive your word. Father, bless us through your word. Glorify your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Shall we be seated? Barriers to hearing from God. That is the topic we are considering this morning. Barriers to hearing from God. We can also say the blockades, the obstacle, the wall, the things that are hindering us from hearing from the Lord. What are those things? There are several things that are capable of hindering us from hearing from the Lord. We shall look at some of them this morning. The passage we read is about the story of Martha. Martha received Jesus, the King of Kings and the Prince of Priests, into her house. And after receiving him, she decided to do what is expected. Of course, preparing meal or preparing whatsoever I want to use to entertain the visitor. But while she was doing that, the sister decided to listen to the Lord. Listen to what Jesus have to say. We live in a world where several activities are calling for our attention and we have little or no time for the Lord. It is possible for the Lord to speak to us as we are seated here. The Lord speak to you as you read his word. The Lord speak to you as you are moving. And because we are so busy, most times the Lord will speak to the ordinary man when everywhere is calm. And of course, that will be when he is sleeping. And that may be true dream. But of course, we have come to a stage in this world that people no longer even sleep. You walk in the day and you also walk in the night. So there is no room for sleeping. So how does the Lord speak to you? How does the Lord communicate to you? You are in the church now. Several things are also begging for your attention. You are distracted. You may be thinking of things that are not connected and related to the service we are in now. Those things will distract you and prevent you from hearing from the Lord. Your phone may be a barrier. The person sitting beside you may be the barrier that will prevent you from hearing from the Lord. Several things distract us. Verse 40 of the passage that is read. The words distracted in verse 40. The Greek word for it is periaspato. And it has the connotation of being pulled or dragged in different directions. Being pulled or dragged in different directions. Money, work, family, relationship, environment. Several things are dragging us. Dragging for our attention. And so we have little or no attention for the Lord. To hear from the Lord. Several things prevent people from hearing from the Lord. The ear is a very sensitive organ. It functions with the eye in conjunction with the brain. Apart from hearing, it enables us to be balanced. There are several diseases that affect the ear. As we have them physical, so we have them spiritual. One of the diseases that affect the ear is otitis media. It's an inflammation of the inner ear. It can be caused by bacteria or virus. We also have tinnitus, a sensation of noise that one will be hearing. You'll be hearing ringing in your ear or buzzing. It's a disease of the ear. Acoustic trauma, which is when a damage is caused to the ear by a sudden loud noise, such as explosion. It can cause, abnormality in the ear that will make you not to be able to hear well. Then we have Usher syndrome, or retinitis pigmentosa. It's a rare genetic condition that affects the sight, both sights and hearing. This one affects both, the sight as it affects the ear as well. Then we also have presbycusis. Is a disease that is age-related that causes hearing loss. So as you are aging, the loss will be going gradually. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As we have this in the physical, biological, that is also how we have them in the spiritual. So there are people who can see very well. Physically, they can see very well. They don't need glasses to read. They don't need any ear aid, anything to aid their hearing. They can hear very well. Of course, a word will not drop before they will carry it to the town hall to go and gossip. They can hear very well. But their ear is blocked spiritually. All these diseases that we have physical, they also affect them in the spiritual. So the ear is not functioning. They cannot hear from the Lord. They cannot see. Because you cannot hear from the Lord, the Lord will not tell you to carry gossip from here to another place. Praise the Lord. What are the barriers? The barriers that prevent us from hearing from the Lord. Two are captured in the scripture we read, verse 40. Distraction and worry. Distraction and worry. Verse 40. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Martha was doing a very noble job. She was doing what is expected, you know, of her. But she was worried. She allowed that to occupy her, and she had no time to listen to the Lord. She had no time to listen to what the Lord have to say. Are you distracted? Are you worried? There are 1,001 things. Until we leave this part of the world, we have a lot of things to worry about. We have a lot of things to think about. But the Lord says that in everything, we should give thanks. Worry cannot add a cubit to our length. Worry cannot add a second to our lifetime. We need to hand over, you know, our worry to the Lord. The Lord is the one that is able to take care of us. He was the one that took care of you when you were not able to reason. When you were a toddler up to this moment. If the same God who took care of you did not allow you to be aborted, did not allow you to die while you were young, is it now that he cannot take care of you? Worry not. Praise the Lord. Worry not. Give attention to the Lord. Read the word of the Lord with attention. When you read it, the Lord will speak to you. Because every child of God is supposed to hear from the Lord. Praise the Lord. Distraction, just as I said. If we go around now, the usher go around. Or if we have a CCTV to capture now, there are some persons who are pressing their phone. Even as the message is going on. What connection has the phone to do with the message? Praise the Lord. You have all the time in the world after now to press the phone. To send message. To receive message. To do whatsoever you want to do with the phone. But there is time for everything. That is what the word of God says. There is time for everything. It is time for you to hear from the Lord. Not only now. In your quiet time, do you really spend the quiet time trying to meditate and focus on the Lord? When prayer is being said, do you even focus on the prayer, focus on the maker you are talking to? Praise the Lord. Distraction, worry is a barrier that will prevent us from hearing from the Lord. Another thing that can prevent us from hearing from the Lord is doubt and unbelief. Doubt and unbelief. Matthew 13 verse 58. Media. Matthew 13 verse 58. Now he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Because of their unbelief. So unbelief is a barrier. James chapter 1 verse 6 and 7. James chapter 1 verse 6 and verse 7. Verse 6 says, but let him act in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Verse 7. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Doubt and unbelief are barriers that can prevent us from hearing, you know, from the Lord. Of course, if you are a parent, you are talking to your child, or you are the boss, you talk to, you know, the one under you, and the person does not believe in you, the person will doubt whatsoever you say. Of course, after talking and talking, there will be no need for you to talk to the person. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you don't believe in what I say, why would I spend my saliva, spend my time talking to you? So, we need to believe in the Lord. For the Lord to speak to us. If we have, you know, unbelief, and we doubt what the Lord is saying, of course, the Lord speaks in several ways. That is not the subject we are considering now. He speaks in several ways. He speaks through the scripture, he speaks through his holy servants, and several other mediums that the Lord communicates. If we don't have faith in the medium the Lord communicates, of course, we cannot hear from the Lord. Another one is sin. Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2. Sin is a barrier that can prevent us from hearing from the Lord. Sin will block the ear. Sin will result to some of these diseases we are talking about spiritually. And will not be able to identify the voice of God. Will not be able to hear from the Lord. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shutting that he cannot save. Nor is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Praise the Lord. Iniquity separates one from the Lord. And when you are separated from the Lord, how does the Lord communicate with you? How does the Lord speak and you hear him? Praise God. Sin is a barrier that prevents us from hearing from the Lord. Another barrier that prevents us from hearing from the Lord is fear. Fear. John 10 verse 27. Of course, we know that faith and fear cannot stay in the same boat. We need faith to hear from the Lord. If you are not walking by faith, it means you are walking by sight. 2 Corinthians 5, 7. Say we walk by faith and not by sight. If you don't have faith in the one that is speaking, then of course you are going to fear. If you don't have faith in the Almighty God that you serve, then you are going to fear. Fear is a barrier. John 10, 27. John 10, 27. Say, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Are you a child of God? Do you hear the voice of the Lord? If you hear the voice of the Lord, glory be to God. If you are not hearing the Lord speak to you, then you need to pray the prayer we prayed earlier on. That the Lord will open your spiritual ear and your spiritual eye for you to hear from the Lord. When we try to understand the things of God logically, it will prevent us from hearing from him. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Fear prevents us from hearing from the Lord. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So it is by faith you are going to, you know, receive the Lord. The Lord may speak. He may be speaking to you. Logically, you have reason that the Lord cannot speak to you through this common man. Praise the Lord. So logically, this one is out of it. So when the Lord is speaking to you through that man, you will not listen to him because he's a nobody. Praise the Lord. So logically, you have shut yourself out of, you know, what the Lord wants to speak to you. Remember the case of Elijah? 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings 19. The Lord has used him mightily. Mightily. Only for one woman to come and begin to terrorize and intimidate him. Out of fear, he started running. He started running and praying. The prayer is not supposed to pray. See, and Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. Also, how he has executed all the prophets with the sword. The Lord has used him mightily. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, so let the God do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. Fear came upon Elijah. After the Lord has used him, fear can prevent you from hearing from the Lord. Praise God. Another barrier that prevents us from hearing from the Lord is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a barrier that will prevent you from hearing from the Lord. Matthew 6 verse 12. Matthew 6, verse 12. Say, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Verse 14 and verse 15. 14 and 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. If the Lord does not forgive us, then our relationship is already strained. We need forgiveness from the Lord. And how do we obtain that? Is by forgiving others. So if you hold people to ransom that you are not going to forgive them until Jesus comes, remember your relationship is what you are tampering with. You are not going to hear from the Lord. It's going to be cut off. Unforgiveness will cut you off from the Lord. May that not be our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31. Ephesians 4, verse 31. Ephesians 4:31. Say, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from me with all malice. When you hold all this one to your heart, of course the Spirit of God cannot dwell in that heart again. Praise the Lord. All this yama yama, if you hold on to them, bitterness, wrath, anger, speaking evil of people, the Lord cannot speak to you. You will be far from the Lord. Praise the Lord. Another thing that can prevent us from hearing from the Lord is pride. Pride can prevent us from hearing from the Lord. James chapter 4, verse 6. James 4, verse 6. Pride. Say, who is he? Who is he? Even if the Lord is speaking through men, is it through this one that the Lord is going to speak through? Praise the Lord. A man of my caliber, I have not heard from the Lord. The Lord has not spoken to me concerning this matter. So he cannot come through you. Praise the Lord. But he gives more grace. Therefore he say, God resists the proud, but give grace to the humble. Praise God. Psalm Hebrews 3 verse 15. Hebrews 3 verse 15. Barriers to hearing from the Lord. Pride is a barrier. Why it is said today, if you will hear his word, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion. Hearing the word of the Lord, when the Lord speaks to you, he may not speak to you through the familiar medium. He may not speak to you. Say, the Lord used to talk to me like this. I know. You know? And so, our God is not stereotyped. He can choose to speak to you through enemies. Pride will rob you of hearing from the Lord. Another thing that prevents us from hearing from the Lord is idolatry or being lost. Idolatry or being lost. Exodus 20, verse 3 to 5. Being lost is a barrier that can prevent us from hearing from the Lord. Idolatry. You shall have no other gods before me. If you have another God that you take to be higher than your God, how do you expect our God, who is a jealous God, to begin to speak to you? If your phone is more important than the God you serve, how do you expect the Lord to speak to you while you are pressing the phone? And you are supposed to be praying. While you are pressing the phone, and you are supposed to be reading the word of God. While you are pressing the phone, you know, and the message is going on, how do you expect the Lord to speak to you? Idolatry is a barrier that can prevent us from hearing from the Lord. Anything we take above God is idolatry. When we regard, it can be your husband, it can even be your wife, it can be your profession. It can be anything that you take and you regard it above God. That is idolatry. And that will be begging for attention. And the Lord's glory he will share with no man. Exodus 34 verse 14. For you shall worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. It's a jealous God. So when you take him, you take him to the background, and you now magnify other things above him, then you are lost. You will not hear from him again. Praise the Lord. Ignorance of God's word is another barrier that can prevent us from hearing from the Lord. Ignorance of God's word is another barrier. Does anybody have the Message Bible? The Message Bible? Psalm 119 verse 105. Psalm 119 verse 105. If anybody have the Message Bible, let us look at it. Psalm 119. Yes. Say, but your word I can see where I am going. They threw a beam of light on my dark path. The word of the Lord, when it comes, it will give you direction. It will give you, lead you aright. It will throw light on the dark part of your life. We need to hear from the Lord. We need to hear from the Lord. So ignorant of the word of the Lord is a barrier that can prevent us from hearing from the Lord. Lack of instruction and training or inexperience is another thing that can prevent us from hearing from the Lord. We may hear, but we may not even understand. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We see several revelations. The Lord will speak, may be speaking. Because we are not experienced, we may not be able to interpret. You know, what is happening? Sometimes the Lord will reveal it, come this way, and you are reasoning it in the opposite direction. Praise the Lord. Maybe evil is about to happen. And perhaps the Lord revealed to you that somebody you hate is the one that died. Praise God. And so you will just ignore it. Say, means my prayer has worked. The Lord has killed them. He's going to die. Meanwhile, somebody dear to you that is going to die. Samuel, let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. So now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. The next verse. And it came to pass at that time while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see and possibly hear too. Go on. And before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, verse 4, that the Lord called Samuel and he answered, "Here I am." The next verse. So he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. For you call me." Was it Eli that was calling him? Praise the Lord. So ignorance, inexperience will make us not to be able to hear from the Lord or understand. Of course, if you are hearing me and you are not understanding, it's equivalent to not hearing me. Praise the Lord. If I'm speaking in Greek now and you don't understand Greek, you will only hear me, see me, and that this man is just, you know, wasting his time. Praise the Lord. So inexperience and lack of training can prevent us from hearing from the Lord or understanding what the Lord is speaking to us. And lastly, too much focus on demonic forces can prevent us from hearing from the Lord. Too much focus. Your focus is on the devil. The devil, demons, what they can do. Your focus is not what God can do. What the word of the Lord says. can prevent you from hearing from the Lord. Proverbs 11:27, New Living Translation. Proverbs 11:27. Media. Yes. If you search for good, you will find favor. But if you search for evil, it will find you. Praise the Lord. If you search for good, if you're thinking it's about things that are lovely, it's about things of the Lord, you will get revelation about the Lord. But if your meditation is on the devil, then when you sleep, the revelation you will get is about the devil either pursuing you or he's doing one thing or the other. You will see less of God. Praise the Lord. Barriers to hearing from the Lord. Brethren, I want us to ask ourselves, what is the barrier among the one that we have listed that is preventing you from hearing from the Lord? Or do you really hear from the Lord? If you hear from the Lord, what do you do with what you hear from the Lord? Well, this may not be a church, a prophecy church as it were, that okay, if we come, we should prophesy, you know, tell people what is going to happen and all that. But a prophet once said that if somebody is going to die, for instance, maybe 3 months from now or thereabouts, if you see the person and you have prophetic eye, you'll be able to see what is hovering around. That sometimes you may see ambulance just running. You may see some things about the thing that is going to happen. Genesis chapter 18 verse 17. Let's look at it. Genesis 18 verse 17. And the Lord said that, should I hide my plan from Abraham? Should I hide my plan from Abraham? Verse 18. For Abraham will certainly become a great and mighty nation. Let's look at the Amplified Version of Genesis 18:17. The Amplified Version. Media, if you have it. Verse 18. Say the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham, my friend and servant, what I am going to do? If you are a friend of God, the Lord will reveal things for you. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong to the Lord, but the ones that are revealed are for us. And Psalm 84:11 says, that no good thing will the Lord withhold, be passed. No good thing will the Lord withhold from those who walk in uprightness. What is the revelation that the Lord has given to you? What did you do with it? It is an error. It's not something good. If, for instance, somebody that is gathered with us now live here, and we don't pray for it, something evil happened to the person as he's going home. If anything is going to happen, the Lord would have revealed it. The Lord, nothing take the Lord by accident. So we as a church, we need to ask ourselves, is it that the Lord is not giving us revelation again? Is the Lord not speaking to us again? God is in the business of speaking. If they are meant to listen, there is a God that speaks. Is the Lord not speaking? If the Lord is speaking, what do you do with what the Lord says? Do you pray about what, you know, the Lord speak? If the Lord reveal evil, do you just go and broadcast it or you sleep over it? If a revelation comes, it's for a purpose. What do you do about it? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Say, pray without ceasing. Luke 18, verse 1. Say, men ought always to pray. Men ought always to pray and not otherwise. He did not say people who are prayer bound always supposed to pray always.
Thessalonians did not say that prayer man should pray without ceasing.
You as a believer, how is your prayer life? After we have heard from the Lord, we need to do what is expected. Shall we rise up and talk to the Lord now? Talk to the Lord to speak to you. If you have not been hearing from Him, that the Lord should open your spiritual ear and your spiritual eyes, you need to hear from the Lord. If the Lord speaks, it will help you. The Lord guides you in every detail of your life as a child of God. It does not matter whether it is just the type of food you want to eat. The Lord can speak to you that this food, don't eat it. If it is clothes you want to wear, say, no, don't wear this clothes. It's going to attract evil to you. Today, don't wear it. The Lord speaks to us in every detail. Through the word, through our dream, through several other means. Has the Lord not been speaking to you? If the Lord has not been speaking to you, talk to the Lord now to open your spiritual ears and your spiritual eyes, that you will hear from Him and that you will see. If the Lord has been speaking to you, what have you been doing with what the Lord has been speaking to you? I asked a question earlier on. It is not proper and right that evil will happen to your neighbor and you are a child of God and the Lord did not speak to you. Of course, secret things belong to the Lord. We agree. But there are revelations that the Lord revealed. We need to cry to the Lord to open our spiritual ear. We need to hear more from the Lord. If you have been hearing before, you need to hear more from the Lord. You need to see more of God. See more of revelation that will guide us. They will help us. If the Lord leads you, there are pathways that we are supposed not to go through in life. Because we are not hearing from the Lord, we walk in blindness. We need to speak to the Lord. Say, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me. Open my spiritual eyes and my spiritual ears that I may see and I may hear from you. Open my spiritual eyes. Open my spiritual ears that I may see and I may hear from you. Our righteous God, we give you thanks, we give you praise. We thank you for your words, barriers to hearing from you. We pray, Lord, that you will help us in the area that concerns us to do the needful, that we will remove every barrier that is standing between you and us, that is preventing us from not hearing from you. Father, open our spiritual ears. Open our spiritual eyes that we will hear from you and we will see what we need to see to avoid evil that will befall us. Lord, speak to your church. We give you thanks, we give you praise. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
One of our brothers is having a special Thanksgiving this morning. We are going to take that before the Thanksgiving of the Egun family. So that our brother, where are you? Alright. So choir, give us a song and you will dance forward with your people to tell God thank you for His faithfulness in your life. Let's do that. Kia, Kia, Lee.
Hallelujah.